first surprise of beekeeping for me was the honey in winter. And it's really a reflection of the landscape that the bees live in. Where we are, there's a lot of very unmanaged woodland and a lot of ivy, and so the late honey is characterized by the presence of ivy, which creates kind of, some people describe it as the taste is old socks, but there are worse descriptions. So this is winter honey. To be honest, this is dark stuff, mud, tang of bitter battery tasting honey. The woods are in it. Rot, decayed conglomerates, old garlic leaf tongue wretched by dead taste, stubborn crystal like rock, ingredients, ivy, sweat, testosterone, the blood of mites. Something human in this flavor, surely. Has all the clamber, twist, and grip of light-starved roots, and beetle, borehole dust. Deciduous flare of dead leaf, bright lights leached out like gypsum, almost, alabaster ghost. Do not think this unkind. Effect is slow and salty in the mouth, a body's widow in her dying year. It is bleak with taste, and like meat, gaming. This is the offal of the flower's nectar. The sleep of ancient insects runs on this. Giant's causeway, hexagons we smeared on buttered toast, or just the pellets gouged straight from wax to mouth. Try this addiction. Compounds of starched, cold, lichen-grey light. What else seeps out? Much work, one bee, 10,000 flowers a day, to make 3 teaspoons worth of this. Disconcerting solid broth of forest flora full of fox, immune to woodshade now.